Welcome to the Reality Revolution. I'm your host, Brian Scott, and I'm delighted today to return to Robert B. Stone. Today, we're going to talk about The Psychotronic Power, a wonderful book written by Robert B. Stone called The Magic of Psychotronic Power, Unlock the Secret Door to Power, Love, Health, Fame, and Fortune. Check out my previous episodes, Miracle Metaphysics Power and Daydreaming into Unlimited Wealth and Love. Those books went over several different items from Robert B. Stone's library, and they are amazing. Robert B. Stone was one of the originators of the Silva Mind Control Technique and brought it to several different countries. Here, in many of these books, he's expanding on the techniques used in the Silva Mind Control. And he has a certain way of his writing that is powerful and authentic, and many of his techniques I have used to great success, and I've learned quite a bit. We're going to go over a couple of different chapters from the Psychotronic Power book, but I highly recommend that you get the entire book. All of the books are now available. Some people have emailed me about Miracle Metaphysics Power. That's available on Kindle, and you can go to robertbstone.com. Check out the links in the video below, and I will have a link for this particular item where you can get the Kindle copy of it, because there's a lot of stuff I'm not covering, and it has a bunch of different techniques on how to use your eyes to focus, how to tapping a universe of psychotronic energy, and how your hands crackle with creative energy, a whole bunch of really amazing things, and we're going to try to cover a little bit of it today. The key to turning on your psychotronic power. You have a special power. It is activated by an energy that scientists are just beginning to recognize and measure. It is an amazing power. It works for you in ways that defy explanation. Scientists are watching this power in action under laboratory conditions and wondering what is really going on. This power seems to confirm fairy tales about the genie that appeared and assisted Aladdin wherever he rubbed his magic lamp, about the magic carpet that could fly its owner anywhere instantly, and about the fairy godmother who arrives at just the right time to help with a crucial decision. This power begins to work miracles for you as soon as you know you have it. It brings you money, love, health, and success. In what order? To what extent? You decide. The power carries out your decisions, obeys your command. Electricity did not begin to work for man until he knew it was there. Bring a native in from a remote jungle to a city, and electricity will not work for him either until he realizes that this button turns on that light and that switch turns on this radio. This power is called psychotronic power, and this book explains your power to you and tells you how to push the buttons and turn the switches. As you do, you get immediate proof that you have the power, just as immediate as the light turns on when you turn a switch. You make things happen. You control your life. You enrich yourself and others. I've seen people use this power easily to make another person do their bidding, change an unfavorable decision even after it was made, magnify sexual appeal 100-fold, inject harmony in place of hostility, cause painful disease symptoms to vanish, become a VIP, acquire a new house or car or both. When you use this power, it costs nothing. It does not get used up. It is always there, night and day. I have found ways to concentrate and focus this power instantly, ways that make it act like a laser beam. Sound complicated? Quite the contrary. It can be done with your fingers or through your eyes. It is as simple as looking. It is as simple as pointing your finger. Why psychotronic power must work for you. An unusual experiment was conducted in Czechoslovakia recently. A container, the dimension of which are being kept secret, was stared into by one of the researchers. His stare energy was stored by this container. The container was then placed in another room. A wood pointer that could turn was attached to it. Four different fruits were placed under the pointer. Back in the first room, the researcher stared at a banana. In the next room, the pointer swung slowly to the banana. He stared at an apple. It swung to the apple. Every time the researcher stared at one of the four different kinds of fruits, his stare energy, stored in a container in another room, responded and turned the pointer to that fruit. Here's the miraculous part of this experiment. If somebody else stared at the banana, the pointer would not respond. It seemed to know whose energy it was. Your eyes and fingers produce a power that will work exclusively for you. In fact, it is yours and yours alone. An American woman read how a Russian woman would move objects with her mind. It was done repeatedly in a laboratory with Russian scientists observing, measuring, and recording. If a Russian woman could do it, certainly an American woman could do it too, she reasoned. She practiced at first with aluminum foil. There were long, hard hours of manipulating her thoughts, but nothing definite happened. Then she started staring at the aluminum foil and manipulating her fingers about a foot away from it. It rippled. It moved. A few months later, this woman was being observed and photographed moving aluminum foil, paper clips, and other small objects under a glass hood by scientists. These are interesting demonstrations of psychotronic energy and the power it can exert, but moving objects is a distortion of that power's real benefits. It is a non-material power that intersects this material plane only slightly. It is somewhat like the iceberg. 90% is below the surface. 90% of your psychotronic power operates in ways that do not produce heat, light, or motion. What does it produce? It produces necessities to man's survival through the laws of attraction and repulsion. It works largely through intelligence and consciousness. It appears to cross great distances, penetrate walls, and span oceans. It is versatile. Sarah L., 58, used her psychotronic energy to take years off her appearance and to radiate youth. Today, she passes for 20 years younger. Larry S. used his psychotronic energy to influence the roll of the dice, winning time after time. David M. used his psychotronic energy to influence a business deal in his favor over 1,000 miles away. You point a finger for a few seconds. You stare for a few seconds. You make a miraculous change come about in your life. It is as if you rubbed your magic lamp and a genie did your bidding. Your psychotronic generator and how to make it work for you. You've been already using your psychotronic power, but with very low voltage and therefore with only occasional results. You call it luck. Either things break for you or they don't. More often, the latter. There are ways to turn up the power of your psychotronic generator so that you get results every time. The key to the psychotronic generator was discovered quite accidentally by two physicists. They were working with a spiritual healer whose psychotronic energy was being tested in the laboratory in many ways. They decided to use a cloud chamber to try to see the effects of her psychotronic energy. A cloud chamber is a glass container filled with a gas that is ionized by cosmic energy, entering the atmosphere. Sparks shoot downward within the chamber whenever cosmic rays hit it. Occasionally, a burst of cosmic energy causes a shower of these sparks. This healer could cause a shower of sparks with her mind. She did it on signal from the scientists again and again. It was decided to try this at a distance, so they phoned her at home 700 miles away. Again, at their signal, she caused the same flurry of sparks repeatedly. A week later, they tried again. This time, they had several skeptical colleagues present to whom they wished to demonstrate this fantastic working psychotronic energy. However, this time nothing happened. They checked the equipment but found no flaws. Yet, as hard as she tried, the healer could cause no sparks in the cloud chamber. The skeptical scientists threw their hands up in a gesture of disgust and left. The other two scientists knew what had happened. Psychotronic power was working for the two skeptical scientists just as effectively as it was for the spiritual healer, maybe even more so, since they had two generators at work against her one generator. What they believed and expected to see turned on their psychotronic power to work in opposition to hers. We are learning about this power in leaps and bounds. We know how to block off an enemy's or a skeptic's psychotronic power so it does not interfere with ours. We also know that the Czech could have stared at a picture of an apple just as effectively as an apple itself to activate the pointing needle to do likewise. This means you can use a picture of a man or woman to exert your psychotronic power for control. You can use a picture of a new house or a new car or a new boat to activate your receiving it. You can even use a letter from another person or some belongings of that person or even a hair off that person's head to make a connection so that your psychotronic power can flow to activate your bidding. Roberta L. cooks with psychotronic energy. Before I learned about mind power, she explains, I was a terrible cook. I hated to prepare dinner. I burned every meal. You could pick up my fried eggs in your hands and eat them like toast. Then she studied with the author and learned how to put psychotronic energy to work for her in the kitchen. I felt the energy directing my hands. I began to enjoy my time in the kitchen. My family still can't believe the difference. They still ask, Mom, did you cook this? Be it cooking, loving, succeeding, you can put your psychotronic energy to work for you. The key to activating your psychotronic energy is belief. What you believe and can see defines the limits of your power. The fact that you have this power and can work many miracles, health miracles, power miracles, and success miracles with it sounds incredible to you. But as you learn more about what scientists are discovering about this power on the pages ahead, your belief will be strengthened. This book will, in effect, be turning up the volume of your psychotronic power every page you turn. You will begin to see its miracles manifest in your life before your very eyes and at your fingertips. The special photographic process that takes pictures of your psychotronic power. The psychic medium of yesteryear could perceive a mental body that seemed to surround the physical body. The mental body is an object of great beauty, the delicacy and rapid motion of its particles giving it an aspect of living, iridescent light, wrote Annie Besant with Reverend C. W. Ledbetter at the start of this century. Theirs was a psychic view. However, scientists a century ago were perceiving the same phenomena. Human radiation or effluvia was observed as early as 1843 by Karsten in England. Nikola Tesla, the inventor of alternating current, began using a high-voltage electric field to examine this radiation in the 1890s. But it took a Soviet husband-wife team, Semyon and Valentina Kurlian, to perfect a photographic process using only photographic paper, no film, that captured this human radiation. These photographs reveal flares and coronas around your body, especially your fingertips. If you are tired, there is less illumination. If you are angry, the colors are red. If you're in a prayerful mood, the colors are predominantly blue. Dr. Don Parker, creator of SRA Reading Labs, has adapted the Kurlian method to study the reaction of one human aura on another. Fingers of a man and woman who touch change instantly. He calls this method psychophotography. Jarbas Martino, a civil engineer with the Brazilian Institute for Psychobiophysical Research in São Paulo, has also produced Kurlian photography that shows energy transfer from person to person, psychotronic energy. In the United States, experiments reported at the Second World Psychotronic Conference in Monte Carlo, July 1975, the emanations of a plant were successfully restricted by conscious action at a distance by two men and a woman, each using his own consciousness, but in different ways. What does it all mean? It means you can exert control over other people if you know how to control your psychotronic power. Let me tell you right, Herb, and now that learning to control your psychotronic power is easier than learning to ride a bicycle or learning to drive a car. It is a natural ability. Man has always had this ability, but never really knowingly and purposely utilized it. That time has come. How some people have been using their psychotronic power unknowingly. In Claverham, England, there is an electrical engineer named Leonard Locker who uses a small nickel-plated pendulum attached to a string and held over a map to locate faults in underground electric cables. It was not until he retired as chief engineer for the Southwestern Electricity Board in Bristol, England, several years ago that he started dowsing for cable breaks. Now, companies all over England send him their cable maps when hard-to-locate breaks occur, and he is uncannily accurate in pinpointing the trouble. When Locker asks the pendulum to point to the break on a cable map, he is doing something not greatly different than the Czech who stared at the apple and his stare energy turned a pointer to an apple in the next room. Both are using psychotronic power. It is the same energy at work as when a dowser uses a forked stick and finds water when well diggers failed. The pendulum and dowsing rod work for everybody when they become aware of psychotronic power. But then, as you will find on the pages ahead, once you become aware of it, you can locate lost objects, discover mineral veins, and determine best locations for new enterprises, even without tools like the pendulum or dowsing rod. Psychic healers, whether they use laying on of hands or prayer, are tapping psychotronic power. You are going to learn to tap psychotronic power on the pages ahead, and you will be able to use it as thousands are now doing for healing. Psychic predictors, whether they are consciously aware of it or not, are using psychotronic power to transcend time and know the future. When you learn to control your psychotronic powers, you will be able to predict events in the future. Psychometry experts like Peter Hurkos, who can touch an object involved in a crime and locate the criminal, are using their psychotronic power. As you now become in control of your psychotronic power, you will be able to roll back time and span great distances to know what you want to know and accomplish whatever you want to have done. Psychic powers, once the handmaiden of mysticism, are now becoming psychotronic power, photographable, measurable, and controllable. Your psychotronic power will become for you as miraculous as electricity appeared to be to your grandparents. In fact, Dr. Shuji Inamata of Japan's Electrotechnical Laboratory believes that the day will soon come when electrical energy will be converted into psychotronic energy. Computers will thus be given the abilities of human consciousness to see into the future and pick up information thousands of miles away. Your fingers concentrate psychotronic energy. Have you noticed how some people talk with their hands? As they speak to you, their hands keep emphasizing what they are saying with appropriate gestures and movements. Hands are a channel for energy. We work with our hands, talk with our hands, explore with our hands. It is not only physical energy that is passed through our hands, but psychotronic energy as well. Since we learn from infancy with our hands, they are an especially appropriate starting point for learning to control psychotronic power. You can probably see the psychotronic energy emanate from your fingertips, and you can probably feel it. Action plan to send psychotronic energy. To see it, find a black background. Touch the fingertips of your left hand with the fingertips of your right hand. Take a deep breath and pull them slowly apart. You may see transparent white lines still connecting them. To feel it, hold your left palm vertically facing right. Point the fingers of your right hand at your left palm. Keep the fingers at least 6 inches from your palm as you do not feel heat. Now slowly move your right fingers up and down as if you were shooting bullets at your left palm. As you do, you will feel a tingling or other sensation moving up and down your left palm. This is the feeling of your psychotronic energy. To use it, hold a picture of what you want to happen in your mind in a special way that I will teach you. Then point your fingers at the person or thing involved, or even just a picture or sketch of that person or thing, and what you want to happen has been activated. Bill and Lillian S. knew just what kind of house they wanted. They did not have the $50,000 they knew it would take to build it. In fact, they were in debt. But they sketched the house, the floor layout, and how it would look outside, and kept the plans where they could inject psychotronic energy into them with their fingers by touch and eyes by looking at them. The small house they lived in was cramped. Day to day, cash was always a problem. Nevertheless, they knew they had created this from their original mental pictures having to do with making a go of it together. They were succeeding in that picture. Now, they would succeed in their next picture. Within months, they were out of debt. Lillian received a large bequest of money, and within another short period, they had purchased land. One builder quoted $70,000, but they kept investing their plans with more psychotronic energy. One day, they met a builder socially. He studied the plans and bid $30,000. A bank readily agreed to finance it. Within 6 months, Bill and Lillian were living in their dream home, paying less than the rent they were paying before. Bill and Lillian lived in that house for 15 years, totally happy in it. But then they yearned for life in a tropical clime. They began to picture, plan, draw, and program. You guessed it. That's where they are right now. Your eyes focus psychotronic energy. Did you ever stare at somebody and have them turn around and look at you? A man who likes to look at pretty girls on the beach knows even though a girl may not see him looking, she will adjust her bikini. There is a power in the stare that you can feel just as easily as you feel power in your palm by pointing your fingers at it. Stare power that causes a person to turn, a girl to adjust her bathing suit, is the same power that the Czechs have learned to store in a specially shaped container and which will turn a pointer. It is psychotronic power. Adolf Hitler used the power against Czechoslovakia and other countries prior to the start of World War II. Witnesses who visited his private office in Berchtesgaden saw photographs of Prague, Warsaw, Antwerp, Amsterdam, and other key European cities posted on the walls. Each photo had swastikas painted or pasted on them as if they were on the buildings in these photos. Was he using some occult power when he gazed intently at these photos and willed what he saw to come true? Maybe he thought he was, but today science has de-occulted this process. It is the use of psychotronic power, or in this case, abuse. Psychotronic power is no different than any other kind of power. Electricity can be used properly to advantage. Used improperly, it can electrocute. Heat can cook a meal and warm a house. It can also burn. Atomic power can run a generator, but it can also level a city. Psychotronic power can bring you untold riches when you use it properly. But when used improperly, it too can bring pain and disaster, as Hitler came to know. Read instructions before using, says the label. I place that label before you now. I promise on the pages ahead to not only give you the key to focus your psychotronic power for health, wealth, and success, but to do so safely, bringing abundant happiness to all involved in your use of it. The eyes have it. The hands have it. Eyes and hands are psychotronic guns. You have stare power. You have point power. You have mental power that generates psychotronic energy, which gets its instructions from your eyes and fingers to do your bidding like a giant slave. How psychotronic power works its miracles. The definition of psychotronics at the beginning of this book describes how it is an interaction between consciousness and matter. Scientists in all disciplines, physics, biology, medicine, chemistry, are now studying these effects of consciousness on the body and on the environment. A waiter who could not afford a car to drive to work would stop each day in front of a beautiful house he passed while walking to work. Now, he would love to live in a house like that. One evening, a woman he was serving in the restaurant said to him, "Young man, I have seen you looking at my house almost every day. I'm going south to live. Would you like to buy it?" He explained how he had no such money. She explained how she would like to have the house to be in the hands of someone who would appreciate it and take care of it, even if it was no longer hers. She invited him to visit her. At that visit, she agreed to sell him the house at a price so low he could pay it off out of his salary and tips. In a short while, he was living in the house he had stared at. On the fact of it, you could call this coincidence. He just happened to like a house that was owned by a soft-hearted woman. But then, when you see psychotronic power at work bringing to the person that generates that power, a trip around the world, a spouse, a new lease on life, a lost ring, an executive position, a court decision, you begin to wonder if these are really coincidences. Even scientists at work measuring and photographing psychotronic energy and seeing it perform miracles in the laboratory are not sure of the full nature of what they are dealing with. Many are embarrassed at what the evidence points to. There appears to be a quality of space that permits psychotronic energy to go from here to there instantly. This does not conform with existing laws of physics as they are currently understood. It appears to be more within the scope of religion. People who use psychotronic power appear to exhibit godlike faculties. Naturally, scientists get somewhat shaken up by this, but they are persevering, especially in communist countries where traditional religious concepts are not accepted. It is just a matter of time before present laws of physics will be altered to accept the new data that psychotronics has supplied. Meanwhile, it is easier to use psychotronic energy than to explain it. Science has still not explained the sense of smell. The physical energies that radiate and cause fragrance to be emitted by a flower can only be surmised by science today. No measurement, no proof. Actually, there is more scientific proof of psychotronic energy than there is of the phenomenon we call smell. The oldest power in man's history. The word psychotronics was only officially defined in 1975, but just as electricity was lighting up the sky as lightning long before the word electricity was born, so psychotronic energy has been affecting man's lives for millennia. It was called vital fluid by medieval alchemists, mumia by Paracelsus, the 16th century Swiss physician, animal magnetism by Mesmer, the Austrian doctor who pioneered in hypnotism around 1800, orgone energy by Wilhelm Reich, odic force by Baron von Reichenbach, and such different names by other scientists as vis medicatrix naturae, eloptic energy, nervous ether, X-force, and biocosmic energy. Gurus of ancient India worked with a life energy they called prana. They become adept at controlling this energy and in producing phenomena that astound scientists even today. In Hawaii, where the author resides, the priests or kahunas worked with mana. They could turn on this energy and improve the level of life and also bring about death. These secrets are emerging today. Man has always had psychotronic energy, but he has not always turned it into power by harnessing that energy to do work. We now know how to do this. The work that it can do for us is as unbelievable as the wireless telegraph was to our forebears and radio and television. We can control it. When you learn to use your psychotronic energy on the pages ahead, you are learning to put this energy to work in ways that make television seem like child's play. Energy at work is power. You will have the power to do things that only mystics and psychics have been able to do. The reason that they have been able to perform these miracles is that, knowingly or not, they have put their psychotronic energy to work. The method is very simple. All it involves is your eyes, your thoughts, and occasionally your fingers. It gives you the secret combination to unlock sleeping abilities, such as the ability to predict future events, obtain the solution to a baffling problem, know where a person is and exactly what he is doing, be a faith healer, acquire a possession legally without money, affect the weather, locate oil wells, mineral veins, and gems, cause a person to comply with your wishes. What is more, you'll be able to teach others these same fantastic things. Georgette S. was admiring some pendants in a store. She saw one that seemed perfect for her. She invested it with her psychotronic energy in a special way. In a moment, the owner of the shop came over to her, reached into the showcase, picked out that very pendant, and handed it to Georgette. "Like it? I certainly do. You may have it." It was a gift, an unexplainable impulse experienced by the shopkeeper. Coincidence or psychotronics? Remember what it means, the fields of interaction between people and their environment. First steps in harnessing your psychotronic energy to do your bidding. Ben Franklin's electricity laboratory was a conversation piece among his neighbors. Weird jars, kites, metallic objects. Your psychotronic laboratory is in a secret place, well hidden from prying eyes, and all set up with millions of dollars worth of generating and computerized equipment. It is located within your mind. You already know how to use this fabulous organ of the human being. All that will be new in using to generate psychotronic power to do special work for you is putting together certain attitudes, desires, and mental images in a special sequence and in a special way. What will also be new to you is adding laser-like focus with the help of your fingers and your eyes. We all take our minds for granted. We don't use our mind consciously. It just happens. You are reading now. You decide to open the book and read. Your eyes focus on the page. Reading happens. Adding in other arithmetic chores requires a little more think power. 5 and 6 are 11. 17 and 16 are 7 and 6 are 13. 1 and 1 are 2. Carry 1 makes 33. It is mental work. Using your psychotronic power is not mental work. It is easier than arithmetic. It is even easier than reading this book. The reason it is so easy is it uses pictures instead of words and numbers. Words and numbers are man-made devices. They differ from one country to another. But mental pictures are universal. A picture of a dog is a picture of a dog, whether in Kentucky or Kenya. Pictures float in and out of our minds effortlessly all day long and much of the night. Dreams are mental pictures. Psychotronic energy functions through mental pictures. You can command your psychotronic energy with the words, "I want a new gold Cadillac," but you will probably have a long way to head for you if you ever get it. On the other hand, if you use the mental picture of a gold Cadillac instead of the words and use it together with your fingers in a special way, you are about to learn, get the garage ready because that gold Cadillac is on the way. The fabulous brain has vast, unused power. How can my brain, which has trouble adding and subtracting, produce a gold Cadillac, you ask? Let me tell you something about the brain of yours. It is composed of neurons, which are something like electrical components in a radio or television set. There might be 100 of these components in a television set, but do you know how many neurons in your brain? 30 billion. The brain weighs only about 3 pounds, barely 2% of your body, yet it contains 30 billion neurons capable of scanning for information and storing information. Each neuron is composed of many atoms. All told, there are 100 trillion atoms in the brain. That would be the number 1 with 26 zeros after it. We are not used to thinking in such large numbers. This even goes many times beyond the national debt and other astronomical statistics. Let's try translating 100 trillion into something more measurable. Suppose each atom was a BB pellet, about like the pellets used for an air gun. Now, if you filled a living room with these pellets, it would use a lot of pellets. 100 trillion? Not quite. You would have to fill a living room every second for 94 million years to use them up. Inconceivable? You bet it is. And yet most people dare to limit the human brain. It can't be done. Oh yes, it can be done. And you are going to be doing it. You're going to use psychotronic power to save lives, create art and music, locate treasures, restore health, perform Herculean tasks, sway opinion, and win at the game of life. You can choose the path of the hero, the path of the saint, or the path of the sage. Your path can be a private country lane or public express freeway. You will learn how to melt clouds or create rain. See inside a person's body and correct what you see. Command animals, birds, insects, and see them obey. Sway a judge and jury when right is on your side. Improve your own or somebody else's looks, complexion, radiance, demeanor. Multiply business contacts and proliferate the influence of your firm. Turn rivals into supporters. Make prayers work. Predict stock market changes. See thousands of miles away. And this is only the beginning. The above 10 accomplishments may mean absolutely nothing to you. Your lifestyle may entail different activities and have different needs. Whatever your special needs are, your psychotronic power stands ready to deliver them. Are you ready to push the button? Use your psychotronic power to make your wishes come true. You begin to see visible effects of your psychotronic energy by making plants grow faster. Armed with this confidence, you are able to attract opposite sex to your side with mental commands and psychotronic hand motions. You learn to get information about a person from an object that belongs to that person and to detect information a distance away that you could not possibly know otherwise. Finally, you see how to change circumstances that you do not want to happen. Let's get down to business, the business of harnessing psychotronic power to do your bidding. Is there somebody you like very much? And who you wish would like you more? You are going to make that wish come true in the next few minutes, and you will not have to leave the chair you are sitting in. I'm going to give you A very simple procedure to begin with. We must crawl before we walk. This procedure, as simple as it is still effective. You will see it work. It will probably work within 24 hours, certainly within 72. How do you turn on cyclotronic power? No switch, no rheostat, no faucet, but it is something like all three. Can you imagine a bright red apple? Can you imagine taking a bite out of it and now seeing the inside where you bit it? If you had a specific apple in mind, if you had an electronic device similar to the brain encephalograph connected to that apple in the proper way, that apple would react the moment you thought of biting into it. Cleve Baxter, who discovered that simple lie detector equipment, the polygraph could record plants reacting to human thought, also worked with chicken eggs, each egg of a dozen hooked up to its separate polygraph and meter. All of the meters would react to his decision to eat an egg for breakfast. When he opened the refrigerator door and reached for the first egg, 11 meters stopped and agitating, and the one he was reaching for became even more agitated. We should not jump at the conclusion that the egg was getting a nervous breakdown. It could have been excited over fulfilling a high purpose or destiny being eaten by man. The important thing is the egg knew. The imaged thought that Baxter had, "I'll eat this egg," was transmitted. What you'll be thinking in a moment will be transmitted too, but in an even more powerful way. The first step in effective psychotronic power transmission. An instructor is teaching a course that leads to greater awareness in ESP. It is called Civil Mind Control. Students have been asked to relax and visualize their pet cat or dog or neighbor's pet. They work with this pet by lifting it up in their imagination, turning it around, and viewing it from several vantage points. The next day, when students return for their next class, a discussion almost always arises about how more affectionate their pet was that evening. Picturing in the mind is the faucet that turns on psychotronic energy. Try it out yourself before using it on a person. If you do not have a pet, cat, or dog, do it on plants. Here is a way to do it with mung bean sprouts. Action plan. Soak mung beans overnight. Separate them in the morning into two identical glasses, one on the left, one on the right. Water each exactly the same. However, several times a day, wherever you may happen to be, visualize the right-hand glass, send kind thoughts to this batch of mung beans, ignore the left-hand batch while doing this. Imagine you are giving extra water to the right-hand glass. Use your hands to go through the motion of watering. See the difference within 2 or 3 days. The mung beans in the right glass will thrive on your psychotronic energy compared to those in the left-hand glass. We've been told by our parents, and then our teachers, that our imagination is a useless thing. It's just your imagination. How many times have we said that to somebody or heard it said to us? Well, I have some interesting news for you. Scientists now realize the imagination is the key to getting things done. If it does not happen in someone's thoughts first, it does not happen, period. Imagination is the faucet that turns on psychotronic power. A jeweler uses it when he designs a new ring, seeing it, sketching it, then producing it. An architect uses it when he designs a building, seeing it, sketching it, rendering it, then having it converted into working drawings, specifications, blueprints, and then built. A fiction writer uses it to create his characters. He sees them, lives with them in his imagination. A book is created. The more realistically you can imagine, the more that psychotronic faucet is turned on. How to attract a person to your side. If you have proved to your satisfaction that your imagination can contact a pet or make sprouts grow faster, you are ahead of the person who just says maybe. What you know is what works for you. In Poland, medical researchers studied why some medicine worked well when prescribed by certain doctors, but hardly worked at all when prescribed by other doctors. They found that the expectation of the doctors was influencing the results. A Dr. A accepted the new medicine, prescribed it, and was happy with the improvements it brought about. He continued to use it successfully. Dr. B was skeptical when he first used the new medicine. He did not expect a positive result when he prescribed it. The results bore out his doubtful expectations. If he prescribed it again, he did so knowing again it would probably not work. It didn't. Consciousness affects matter, even the automatic action of a chemical on the body. Your consciousness is going to affect another body now, the body of somebody you wish to attract to your side. If you don't think it can be done, you're right. If you do think it can be done, you are also right. You had better prepare yourself mentally for a positive result. Examine any doubts you may have. Are the doubts more important to you than anything else? Then hang on to them and keep the faucet of your psychotronic power shut. On the other hand, if you have a gut feeling that mankind is now discovering more about his own consciousness, that there has been at least some truth to the many instances of the power of thinking positively, working miracles, and that everybody is endowed with more mental power than he is using, then you are able to open the faucet of your psychotronic power with your visual imagination. Arthur L. was bashful. He did not date girls until several years after his friends had started going out. Now, he had dated one girl but was afraid of calling her again for fear of being refused. He knew where she worked and would often pass by and look in just to catch a glimpse of her. He asked me to help him arrange a chance meeting with psychotronic power. He visualized himself meeting her, shaking hands, talking with her using his hands. He admitted he felt nervous talking to her even in his imagination. 2 days later, nothing had happened, so he parked his car and started toward her shop to get another stolen glimpse of her, when all of a sudden, there she was walking towards him. It caught him by surprise. He became flustered. All he could do was stammer out a hello and keep walking. Psychotronic power had worked perfectly for him. It brought him back exactly what he had put into it. Remember the story about the man who wanted to catch a mouse that he knew was in his house. He had a mouse trap but no cheese to bait it with, so he used a magazine picture of cheese. In the morning, there in the trap was a picture of the mouse. Moral: you get out what you put in. Arthur Earle gained nothing by the incident except the realization that he had bigger and better work to do. He went back to the drawing board and again saw his girlfriend and him together. This time he made sure he felt at ease and confident while in this mental posture. He met her again. It was a better meeting. He met other girls. Each meeting became better and better. Put in expectation of results and you get results. Put in visual images that are realistic and those images become real. Put in acceptance of your psychotronic power and you enjoy the miracles of that power. Now you know what I mean when I say, are you ready? Are you? Then let's do it. Action plan to attract a person to your side. Relax so you can use your imagination in a comfortable daydreaming way. Close your eyes. See the person you wish to attract to your side. That person is doing something typical: smoking, combing hair, working. Talk to the person mentally. See the person look up and respond with a smile. Keep this talk going for about a minute. Small talk at first, health, weather, then talk about the two of you. Emphasize your loving thoughts, even if an opponent or enemy. Talk about your respect and high esteem for that person. Use your hands in some way, either to emphasize your point, to hold hands, or to stroke the person if that fits into the relationship. End your psychotronic session by feeling it open-ended. Feel as if there has been only an interruption and that the conversation will soon be continued. Open your eyes. How your hands help to power your psychotronic energy. The meeting you have just daydreamed about has been activated, just as surely as the blueprint activates the house. The mental picture is like the television camera capturing a scene. It then is transmitted out into space where it finds television sets tuned into its wavelength. That picture then appears on a screen of those sets. The person in your action plan may not understand why, but you enter their thoughts. The words you uttered may not be detected consciously, but the feeling behind those words, a warm, loving feeling, will probably be detected consciously. The reaction you expected will then be triggered. Sometimes the other person tunes you out, but coincidence takes over. Chance seems to be at work. The meeting still takes place as if there was a mind bigger than the two of you that arranged it. One day we will know exactly how psychotronic energy works. Meanwhile, we can only conjecture while we put it to good use. Roberta L. lost a wallet several days past without her being able to locate it. She called me and asked how she could locate her wallet. Then she followed my instructions. She relaxed, closed her eyes, and visualized a clock showing 10 o'clock and a calendar showing that same day's date tonight at 10. I will know where my wallet is. Exactly at 10 that night, she got a phone call from her boyfriend. I found your wallet in my car, he reported. The next day she called me and told me what had happened. I still don't have my wallet, she sulked. I reminded her that the problem was locating it, and now that the problem was solved. You know how to solve the current problem. She hung up, then she phoned me the next day. I mentally gave him 24 hours to bring it back, she complained, and he was 1 hour late. This time, I hung up. Are the neurons of your brain in tune with the neurons of other brains and able to pick up information and transmit it? Or is our brain part of a bigger universal intelligence? Perhaps neither theory is exactly right, but we can transcend the boundaries of our skull. We are not alone doing this. Plants do it. Animals do it. Even single cells do it. What we need to address ourselves to, rather than to theory, is to the way to make the energy work for us in bigger and better ways, and under more perfect control. Relax. Visualize. What else? The hands are one way to induce bigger and better benefits, and to do so with perfect control. Kirlian photography has shown powerful energy radiating from the fingertips. This energy intersects the physical plane only slightly. Use it to move objects across the table, and it may take you hours to get just a slight movement. But this energy operates on a plane that is more important than physical energy and physical work. It is the energy of life itself, generated by consciousness, able to do its real work on the plane of consciousness. So when you use your hands to direct psychotronic energy to people, you are in its modality, its kingdom, its sphere of influence. Relax, visualize, and point. That begins to activate psychotronic power to win you the benefits you seek. Point at what? Point at a map, a portrait, an object belonging to the person. Ralph A. had courted Lillian S. for years. She was his dream girl. Now they were going to be married. Then suddenly she left him for another man. He was stunned. His dreams turned into a nightmare. Now she was 1,000 miles away. She had left scarf behind. He decided to use it in a special way, applying the laws of psychotronic energy. He held the scarf in his hand as he relaxed comfortably in a chair. He imagined he saw her. He pretended that he was offering her the scarf. He extended it to her. When she reached for it in his imagination, he gently pulled her to him. Mentally, within 3 weeks, she returned to him, and later they were married. The hands are not essential to psychotronic communication, but they reinforce it. We will go into techniques that make the hands manipulate our psychotronic energy in a later chapter. Meanwhile, look at your hands. They have been an ingenious tool for you. No other living creature has been endowed with hands which work anywhere near as well. They make civilized life possible for you. Now see in your hands another ability which will improve your level of life even more. Magnifier of psychotronic power. How eyes and hands together help to power psychotronic energy. Eastern philosophy has always been considered as non-scientific, but it has accepted long before Western philosophers the existence of a close connection between man and the universe in a conscious sense. In yoga, the individual's mind is considered as an extension of universal mind. It is seen as an outcropping, pretty much as flowers burst out on a tree. So the yogi sees himself as potentially capable of exhibiting all of the faculties of universal mind, being part of it. All he needs to do is erase the illusion of separation from a universal mind and join more with it, hence the word yoga meaning yoke or joining. By training the body and mind, the yogi or yogini woman is able to be all, know all, do all, because all of the universal mind is activated by the yogic mind. The yogi uses his arms, hands, feet, eyes, backbone, breath, and mind to join with universal mind. Advanced yogis attain control over their body and mind that permits them to consciously feel one with the universal mind. We see in modern Western approaches to applying psychotronic power several similarities to what yoga has taught for centuries: the relaxation, the mental attunement and picturing, the expanding of the self-image. But we also see some important differences, and we consider these differences to be a step forward. In the West, the energy concept gives us a set of reference points that fits into our scientific approach, an approach that has brought us to where we are today. The energy is seen concentrated in the eyes and hands, so we use the eyes and hands as appliances in converting psychotronic energy into practical benefits. We may be missing something by bypassing the disciplines inherent in Eastern ways. We may be storming the gates of heaven and using an energy for practical benefits before we have purified our consciousness so as to have the wisdom to use it properly. Atomic energy raises the same question. Are we ready to use that energy? Or are we like children playing with matches? I and other psychotronic engineers have wrestled with this concept, as I suppose did the scientists who harnessed the energy of the atom. Personally, I am convinced that the time has come for man's next step. Everything is accelerating. Those who do not learn to use their psychotronic power to contribute to their own and general human betterment may be left behind. You view generators and power lines creating and distributing electrical energy quietly and easily. You see the wires bringing this power silently into your home. Begin to look at yourself as such a system. See your conscious awareness as a natural, easy generator, your hands and eyes as quiet transmitters of this energy. You have seen electronic miracles take place. Now expect psychotronic miracles. How to get the answer you need. The first international conference on psychotronics took place in Prague in 1973. The assembled scientists shared their research in measuring and using psychotronic energy. Besides Curley and photography of this energy, there was a great deal of work shared in the field of radionics. This covers getting information as by dowsing, by psychometry or holding an object, and by a controversial apparatus that several scientists had devised. One woman who had such a radionics device, commonly called a black box, was able to accomplish without it the same detection of information which she claimed it could do for her. Frances Farrelly was given a piece of mineral rock by a professor from the Czechoslovak Academy of Scientists. He asked her to identify its origin and age. Using her hands and eyes for a few moments, she then stated that the rock came from a meteor and was 3.2 million years old. This was exactly the opinion of Czech experts who had analyzed it. Try this parlor game on your friends. Pass around a paper bag. Ask them to drop it to a ring, watch, comb, or other belonging so that nobody can see. Then pass the bag around again. Have everyone take out an object not his own. As soon as they have it in their hands, and without examining it for clues, ask them to describe the person that owns it by describing their own feelings while holding the object. The results are often quite dramatic. The hands are radionic sensors of the body and can pick up information. This information is usually shrugged off as unreliable, if indeed we are at all conscious of it. Now, your guests are conscious of it and will offer such comments as, "This person is very insecure, a female quite energetic, a very sad person suffering some loss." The owners of the object will likely confirm most of the information offered. If anybody can do this, can you imagine how much better you can do it, knowing how? Action plan to get information from an object. Hold an object connected to the person or project about which you wish information. Wrap the fingers of one hand around it as you gaze intently at your hand. Ask the question you wish to have answered. Do so mentally. Close your eyes and wait for the answer. Be aware of how you feel, what you see or hear. Accept thoughts that come apparently out of the blue. Here are the kinds of questions you can ask about a person. Where is this person now? What is this person doing now? How does this person feel now? Or you can ask questions about a business or project. Is this the right time? Is this the right place? Will this succeed? Famous psychic Peter Hurkos has been able to describe vivid scenes of a crime taking place by holding some object involved. He has helped police solve murders. Everybody walks, reads, breathes, eats, but nobody holds an object in his hand to get information, so we do not think it can be done. But it can be done, and those who accept the fact that it is worth trying are able to do it. Dowsers do it in a special way to get specific information about locating water. The stick or rod merely accentuates the radionic sense of the substitute hands. He found the stolen money bag for police. Recently, a robbery took place in Boulder Creek, California. The gunman was captured by police after a chase on foot, but along the way he had hidden the loot, a money bag containing $2,500 in cash. After a four-hour fruitless search by police and citizens, someone remembered there was a psychic who lived in town, Christopher Hills. Why not have him help? The deputy sheriff of Santa Cruz, figuring there was nothing to lose, agreed. So did Hills. He got his dowsing rod made of the bones of a male and female whale. Starting at a point between where the robbery occurred and where the gunman was captured, and holding the separate prongs of the divining stick between the fingers in each hand, he slowly rotated his body. The stick resisted being turned at a certain point. Hills headed off in that direction, the stick apparently pulling him along. It was across a rough terrain, over fences, through thickets, with police and citizens hard to keep up with him. Then he fairly dived into some bushes and came up with the money bag. Elapsed time, 5 minutes. I've known Christopher Hills for many years. We have written more than one book together. He is a pioneer in the study of energy that surrounds matter and the conductivity of intelligence through space. What he is able to do, others can do, and he teaches the philosophy and its practical application at his University of the Trees in Boulder Creek. You are now learning the philosophy and practical use of this psychotronic energy. Whether you use a dowsing rod, a pendulum, or some other device, or whether you just permit your hands and mind to work together without these tools, does not really matter. You can detect information which you seek to know. How to tune your psychotronic energy detector to the precise information you need. When you desire to eat, your mind resonates to food. You are in tune with food sources. When you desire to make love, your mind resonates with the opposite sex. You become finely tuned to your opportunities. When you desire information about a particular project or problem, your mind resonates with it. You become tuned in to what you need to know. Thomas Edison was a great inventor because he knew this, was aware of the information, or if you prefer, intuitive flashes that he was about to receive, and trusted them. George Washington Carver trusted his conversations with the peanut vines and came up with use after use. Botanist Luther Burbank had a similar affinity for fruit trees and appeared to be guided by them in creating new hybrid fruits. Is there some information you want to know right now? Do you consider you have a right to it, that it will help you without hurting others? Do you trust the human mind's ability to intuitively perceive beyond the limits of sight, sound, etc.? Can you conceive of a person or thing connected with this information as if you were there? If your answers are yes to these four questions, you are ready to perform the information-requiring feat that would stun Sherlock Holmes. The weakest of your four yes responses is probably the third yes. We have been taught to trust only our sensory information. We trust that we see, hear, touch, smell, and taste. When Jose Silva, the founder of Silva Mind Control, began teaching his own children in so-called subjective learning, he tested them and found they would volunteer information or answers before he could ask the question. "Why did you answer that question?" he asked. "I guess you wanted to know," he was the reply. "I myself have trained children in this ability and have found they are more readily able to accept psychic functioning than our adults. One 8-year-old did not even have to relax and close her eyes, as I am going to have you to do in a moment. She just came up with accurate answers about people she did not know again and again, just by guessing. Children have less I can't training than do adults. The older we get, the further we drift from that natural, intuitive perception with which we are all endowed. Corporation executives who have retained their trust in hunches have been found to be more successful than those who ignore the still, small voice of intuition and rely instead on statistical reports. In a moment, you're going to get a hunch. It will not be delivered to your consciousness any differently than other thoughts you have. Expect it, and expect it to be dependable. Decide on the information you need to acquire, and you can begin. 7 simple steps to acquire information miles away. Action plan to get information at a distance. Sit in a comfortable chair. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath and relax. Turn your eyes slightly upward as if in thought. Mentally, ask for the information you seek. Visualize the scene involved. Use your hands to emphasize your seeking. Pretend you are psychometrizing a book, record, or other object, if such is involved, or pretend you are gesturing with your hands if another person is involved. Stop visualizing the scene. Guess at the information you need. Accept the answers that come. You improve with practice. Start with projects that are less vital. As you receive verification of your accuracy, move on to more critical information. Here are some examples of the kind of information you can acquire. These examples are arranged in order of increasing importance. You would want to start with the less important type of matters that head the list, working your way down the list as your psychotronic attunement proves its accuracy. Is that movie still playing at the neighborhood theater? Is the sequence of that television show a repeat, and have I seen it already? Will blank be on time? What will the weather be like tomorrow? What does blank think of me? What grade have I been given on the test? What grade has blank been given on that test? What company needs my services? Who is responsible for blank? When is the check being mailed to me? Who is that person with right now? Should I buy or sell? What does blank want most? Where should I go for blank? What should I guard against most for my competition? What is in that letter, document, or report? Psychotronic energy flows both ways. You cannot only detect but also correct. George D. wanted to divide his property. Officials said it could not be done. Agricultural land had to be preserved in this area, and it was feared that further subdivisions would encourage housing and discourage farming. A year before, George would have visualized himself hassling with the authorities. He would have worried himself sick and in the process used his energy of consciousness to create the very outcome he feared. But now, knowing the power of his psychotronic energy, George sketched his property on a piece of paper. He then made a light line where the subdivision would be, as if it was already shown on the survey submitted with his subdivision application. Daily, he held the sketch in his hand and went over the line, making it stronger each time. He closed his eyes and saw the officials looking at the survey. He spoke to them of his need and its reasonableness. In a few weeks, the officials reversed themselves and he got his approval. Need and reasonableness, free of any thoughts of failure, are the keys that permitted George's psychotronic energy to work fast and successfully. Instead of creating the problem, he created the solution. It is as if a larger intelligence is involved and which mediates. Not who is right, but what is right. But the larger intelligence needs your agreement and cooperation. Your psychotronic power can correct an injustice being done to you or somebody else a lot easier and more successfully than it can be used to create an injustice. To do wrong with psychotronic power is uphill all the way, and you never know what can come back rolling down the hill at you to correct the wrong. Psychotronic power works both ways. Evelyn L. was a prominent real estate agent in her rural area. People respected her advice. Now she was in trouble. The courts had overturned a requirement in a contract of sale requiring that only new houses be built. The buyer was going to bring in a second-hand cottage from a mile down the road. What will I tell the other buyers? They have hired architects. Their new house will be downgraded by this eyesore. She was on the verge of tears. I gave her instructions. She had been waking up in the middle of the night, visualizing a shack on that property and tormenting herself. Now when she woke up, she saw that shack. She used her hands to put an X through it and then saw a beautiful landscaped house. One night when she awoke, she heard a noise across the street from her bedroom where the property was located. There was a roar of a motor truck and the commotion of the men shouting. She got up to look. The movers had arrived with the second-hand house and the ramshackle thing was being unloaded. All of a sudden, there was a crash. The house had collapsed. She went back to sleep. A few months later, a new landscaped house was built on that property. Evelyn did not use her psychotronic power to destroy the secondhand structure. She merely saw the situation as it should be. Previously, she had been seeing the problem. Now, instead, she saw the solution. Had she not switched from worrying about the shack and seeing the problem, her psychotronic energy would help to create the unwanted condition. When she used her hands to put an X through the shack, she was not determining just how the problem would be corrected. She left that to the larger intelligence through which our personal psychotronic power seems to work. In the chapters ahead, we will work with proven techniques that convert problems into solutions using the miraculous power of our psychotronic energy. The mind, the eyes, and the hands will be all we need to work these miracles. With them, we will correct injustices, avoid unwanted circumstances, improve situations. We detect information and then use that information to create a better life for ourselves and our loved ones. There's so much more in this book, and I'd still recommend that you get the copy on Kindle and at robertbstone.com. A couple other things I wanted to read that I found interesting to finish this episode. The first was tools that are being devised to harness and focus psychotronic energy, including the pyramid, which is fascinating. We've already discussed the use of divining rods and pendulums. These are used to amplify the sensing of psychotronic vibrations through our brain and nervous system, a process known as radiesthesia. Psychotronic energy from the cosmic psychotronic generator was harnessed thousands of years ago by the Egyptians. Egyptian culture is now recognized to be centered around this sensing. The story of Moses and how his rod turned into a snake and devoured the snake of the priests is symbolic talk for Moses being able to out-divine the Egyptian diviners. Today, the pyramids are recognized as a focusing device for cosmic psychotronic energy. One modern young scientist, Pat Flanagan, has made the miniature pyramid a popular meditation tool. However, the research continues beyond this usage. Egyptian priests first used the psychotronic power of their pyramids to prevent decay. Today, experiments are being carried out that point to the magnification as well as the arresting of life energy within us by use of the pyramid shape. Wilhelm Reich, in this century, attempted to capture what he called orgone energy with a specially made box. His work was controversial then, but is being re-examined today. Perhaps the man who is doing the most in the field of research into psychotronic devices is Christopher Hills, director of the University of the Trees in Boulder Creek. He has combined the pendulum and pyramid principles to create a psychotronic power detector. The Hills positive green pendulum is tuned into the same positive life-giving energy that comes off the top of the capstone of a pyramid. The center of the pendulum contains radioactive power. The pendulum reacts clockwise when there is life energy within food plants and counterclockwise when the plants contain disease and disintegrating energy or agents. Hills has also devised pendulums for use over water tables to detect whether they are healthy giving or not, and pendulums that are magnet fitted to confirm whether your insight into someone else's thoughts are correct. A plain wood pendulum can be used to recharge the body and change negative emotions to positive. The Hills Pyre Orgone Accumulation is a small wooden box, specially constructed with a metallic coil. It purportedly adds zest and energy when a person's photo is placed within. The box acts as a lens that focuses cosmic psychotronic energy. I asked Christopher Hills for an instance of when this box worked. He said that it had worked in his own life just a short time previously. His son John had broken his toe. His wife, Nora, decided to use the box to accelerate healing. She placed a photo of John in the box taken when his toe was perfect. For good measure, she wrote $1,000 on a piece of paper and put that in also. 3 days later, the toe was healed. Also, a man arrived who asked John if he could do a cover photo for his magazine, a new but growing one. John refused, saying, "I'd like to, but I'm short of cash and need to spend my time on projects that will make me some money." With that, the man reached into his wallet and pulled out $1,000. "Here's an advance," he said. How to make your own psychotronic money machine. You can use a small wooden box as a tool to make your psychotronic energy work more precisely for you. Here's how. Action plan to create a psychotronic money machine. understand that you will start with a small wood jewelry box and that you will need to be led to do just the right box. And test each small box you have by holding a pendulum over it and asking the question, is this the right box for my psychotronic money machine? Pick the box that gives the pendulum the greatest movement or agitation. Place and glue down a tiny piece of gold in the box, even if only a small link of gold-plated chain. Sleep with this box under your pillow for at least a week and take it wherever you go during the daytime, keeping it as close to your person as possible, in the car, in your hand or shoulder bag, or other private spot. Go to your special room after the week is over, holding the box in your hand. See light from the skylight going into the top of your head, down your body, and out of your solar plexus into the box. Charge the box in this manner for 3 minutes. End your session. Here's how to use this box as a money machine. 1. Write down on a piece of paper any money need you have, such as I need $5,000 to buy a new car. Or 2. Fold the paper with the writing on the inside and place the paper in the psychotronic money machine. 3. Place the box in a safe but visible place, such as in your living room, on a bookshelf or windowsill. Know that the money machine is already at work. When you receive the money, you can refill the box with your next order for money. And finally, I wanted to end with the most advanced psychotronic miracle of all. I would like to get back to you who have made the decision, have been working miracles already in your life, using the action plans in the preceding chapters, Stone says. Psychotronics is a new science. Its incredible results today will be looked on tomorrow as run-of-the-mill. You and I probably cannot conceive of, much less believe, the kinds of miracles that may be within the realm of human accomplishment a few years from now. About the furthest my own consciousness can go now in accepting these miracles is the act of getting into somebody else's consciousness. That to me is the ultimate. It is easier for me to conceive of universal consciousness interceding in a tidal wave or an earthquake, or of individual consciousness tapping the future and changing it, than it is for me to conceive of putting on somebody's head and feeling and knowing that person's attitudes, emotions, and intentions. Still, I have done it, and others have done it, and you are going to do it now. First, a word of caution. Your own head is often uncomfortable to you. Something worries you, gnaws at you, bugs you. If another person put on your head, that person would feel even more uncomfortable than you do. You've already adjusted to your own thoughts and feelings, no matter how ill or at ease you are. Another person can find them a decided shock. When you put on somebody's head, do so cautiously, ready to detect what you need to do, and then take it off rapidly. What is meant by putting on somebody's head? This is purely an imaginary act, but remember, we are dealing with the energy of consciousness, and so the imaginary act has a very real effect. The intent of putting on somebody's head is to penetrate the thoughts and feelings of that person, to get into his or her space. Vivian L. needed my help. I agreed to a friendly counseling session. We talked for a half hour. Vivian spoke of her unhappiness. Her apartment was too small. Her job did not pay enough. But I sensed there was more behind the depression she seemed to be going through than she was telling me about. I decided to end the session abruptly on the excuse that I had another appointment. We set another session for the next day. As soon as she left, I went to my special room under the skylight, put Vivian on my imaginary screen, took her head off, and turning it around, placed it on my own head like a helmet. Immediately, I felt what she was lacking. She was lonely. She had a boyfriend, but he was not fulfilling her sexual needs. I recalled her experience the last time with him. There was no climax on her part. I took her head off, as everything seemed explained now. When Vivian returned the next day, I went right to her love life. Who is your boyfriend? What does he mean to you? Net result, I recommended that the two of them visit a marriage counselor, even though they were not thinking in those terms for sexual techniques. A month later, I happened to see Vivian again. She was radiant. She shared no details about her love life, but neither did she have any problems to unload. You can use the action plan that follows to know what a competitor is planning, feel physical symptoms that another person is experiencing, foresee where another person plans to go or with whom, pick up inner thoughts of another about you or about somebody else, identify attitudes or emotions to predict what otherwise might be unpredictable behavior, You cannot use the action plan that follows to create a problem for somebody you do not like, sabotage somebody's thoughts, or hurt somebody through another person. If you decide to use this action plan for this type of interference with others, it may appear to work, but this is the missile merely hitting the target in order to return its mission of hurt to the sender. Action plan to get inside another person's head. Go to your special room under the skylight. Activate your screen. Make the person whose thoughts or feelings you wish to detect appear on your screen. Magnify the image so that the head fills the screen. Move the magnified image closer to you, seeing it get still bigger. Turn the person around so that the back of the head is now facing you. Reaching your hands forward and placing one on each side of the person's head. Put the head on yours, as if it were a helmet. Should there be an active feeling of discomfort, merely remove the head and return it to the screen. Try it again later that day or the next day. Observe your own thoughts, feelings, bodily pains, or sensations, as these are predominant thoughts and feelings of that person. Ask a person about what you wish to know. If you have not already detected the answer, accept the thoughts that come, as quite likely the person's thoughts, even though they appear to be fantasy or guessing on your part. Return the head to the screen. Turn the person around to again see the face. Send positive thoughts of understanding and oneness. Make the person disappear from your screen and end your session. We have good reason to believe that the scientists of some countries have been able to control an individual's mind at a distance. This control can be in the nature of distorting what is seen into what the controller wants the controlled to see. It is suspected that some method analogous to the above action is being used. So far, we know no shield against this. Apparently, nature provides for a sharing of consciousness, as it is basically all part of the universal consciousness. But nature also provides for a return to the perpetrator of any evil perpetrated. And finally, I wanted to mention a section called A Sound You Can Use for a Sound Life. And it's a good place for us to end. A 3-year study made at the Medical Institute of Benares Hindu University has, in the words of its director, Dr. K. N. Yudupa, concluded that yoga and meditation can be good for you. In a country where the people have been practicing yoga and meditation for centuries, to make this study is somewhat of a paradox. While yoga and meditation has spread to the West, the present generation in India has drifted away from it. Now they are rediscovering its ability to relieve stressful diseases of modern living, such as insomnia, drug addiction, ulcers, and heart trouble. It is also seen to increase virility and to slow aging, help in weight control, lower blood pressure, and relieve respiratory problems. The action plans dictated by the science of psychotronics are quite analogous to types of yoga and meditation. We are also rediscovering the ancient wisdom about the pyramid shape and how it helps to focus energy, analogous to what we tap into with consciousness from this cosmic psychotronic generator. Mariner 9 photographs taken in 1972 show formations strikingly like Egyptian pyramids sitting on the flat plane, perfect tetrahedrons. The action plans dictated by the science of psychotronics are quite analogous to sitting in a special place where the energy is focused. In a moment, this book is going to end, but for you it is just the beginning. You're not only making your life better in many ways, you're making this world a better one to live in for everybody. Here is a tool. It is a built-in tool that you can use to excite your psychotronic energy and resonate with your universal flow of psychotronic energy. It is your voice. All energy is vibration. If you use your voice, you create vibrations. Whenever you use your voice, you are producing either negative or positive energy, energy that is either destructive or creative. You help your own consciousness when you use your voice for positive words rather than negative words. Your psychotronic energy works for you when you say every day and every way, I'm getting better and better. It works just as obediently against you. Should you use your voice to say every day and every way, I'm getting worse and worse. One of the most creative sounds you can utter with your voice has been used by yogis in India for centuries. It is a sound which you can spell as Om or Aum. It is pronounced like home, only without the H. It is the closest the human voice can come to the sound of the universe, defined as the total sound of the atoms, molecules, planets, and galaxies. When you sound Om, everything resonates to this sound. You can hear it with the tingling of your own palms if you hold your arms out, palms down. I'm going to ask you to sound it through your palms up in a receiving posture. Then sounding Om with your hands will feel energized and your eyes will be better transmitters of psychotronic power. Ready? Then begin. Action plan to sound the call for universal energy. Relax in a seated position. Place hands on lap, palms up. Close eyes. Intone Om in a monotone manner, holding the M sound as long as your breath holds out. Repeat two more times. Remain with your eyes closed in a seated position for a minute or so. Be conscious of the universe you are a part of. Love the universe. End your session, but begin a new life. So I can't tell you how many more wonderful techniques and ideas come from this book, but the basic idea is there is a legitimate power to our attention and to our hands, something that we've added to our current understanding. As we've discussed on the Reality Revolution so far, the power of the imagination and mind to create reality. But this energy that we're using in the creation of reality is an actual physical thing like electricity, and you can guide it and you can control it. Perhaps that's what the Egyptians or perhaps some other force was using these pyramids to force this energy. And it's really interesting that science has not been able to identify this energy, but there are scientific studies to show that pyramids can allow for plants and other things to decay at a slower rate. So there's clearly something going on with a pyramid. And clearly, as we see in the earlier parts of this, there's a power with our eyes, there's a power with our focus, there's a power with our hands. Since Miracle Metaphysics Power, using some of those techniques, I've been using my hands. We use it in the Mana Force meditation, and we're using it here. These are the ways that we can manipulate this energy with our hands, with all of our senses. We're feeling these energies and we're sending these energies out. So this gives you a way to understand this energy. This energy is very specific and you're defining it. It's always working, and you can use it by focusing and using concentration, by using your hands. And with an understanding of this energy, I believe that this is the intelligent infinity that's talked about in the text, like the Law of One. It's an intelligent energy that we can use. A lot of these other episodes and these old authors, they used a lot of different names for it. He is using psychotronic power. You can call it source, you can call it whatever you want. But the key thing to come from this book and this episode is that it is a force that is definable and can be controlled, utilized, and magnified. So think of it in that way, that you can use and define this force. And go back and read the other chapters, because he has an entire chapter on using your hands that is very powerful, how to use your eyes and how to use it to predict the future, using snapping of your fingers for health. I mean, there's a lot that you can do, and he goes over all of that in the book. So I am using my psychotronic power right now to send everybody that's listening to my voice. Through the vibration of my voice, I'm sending a loving, joyful bliss that is moving into your mind and changing your present environment. I'm giving you some psychotronic energy of my own. It flows freely through me, and I'm sending you as much as I can to everybody that's listening so that you have an amplification of this power. And now use your hands, your eyes, and your mind in a powerful way. As you sit there and enter into the universal sound and know that I love you and the world loves you, and feel the love of this energy. I personally believe that this energy is intelligent love. Thank you for sharing this particular book with me. We have a lot more Robert Stone coming. He wrote a lot of other books, and I'm honored to read some passages from these books, and I will continue to do so. But make sure to check out Robert B. Stone, www.robertbstone.com, or just look up Robert B. Stone on Amazon for the most recent Kindle copies and editions, and I will put the Kindle link on here, most likely on the screen, to find the copy of this. And it is magnificent and wonderful, and I can't recommend it enough. Also, check out the previous episodes by Robert B. Stone, and the Silva mind control stuff is fascinating. They were really experimenting with brainwave states and energies, and this stuff was on the forefront, and it's a good place for us to start as we continue to figure out ways to control our reality. All episodes of The Reality Revolution can be found at therealityrevolution.com, and welcome to The Reality Revolution.